Welcome to Educate and Rejuvenate the Podcast, the show that helps you teach and live well. I'm Kelsey Sorensen, a former classroom teacher, current homeschool mom, and a proud Teacher Goals author. I'm on a mission to help educators of all kinds not just survive, but thrive. Are you ready to educate and rejuvenate? Let's go.
Okay, so we did have the Facebook glitch again this time. What is going on, friends?
Oh, no.
Okay, as you are tuning in, okay, so I think I just have to move and then add back the Facebook pages. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. Well, a lot of you are probably trying to be here and you're not because it's not live on Facebook. See, I told you. All right, but we should still be live on time because I'm getting added now. Okay, we are good on Facebook. See, still live by 9 a.m. on Facebook. It's 8:59. All right, so we are here today. As you tune in, be sure to hop into the chat. Let us know that you're here and where you're tuning in from. Okay, let's make sure we might get, I'm going to go to the event in the group and make sure. Okay, it says we're live now. So probably all going to be tuning in now. Here we go. It did connect. All right, thank you. Gotta love the tech we're always working with. Hello, Barb. Welcome. We're so glad that you're here. Barb is here from Iowa. Yes, feel free to pop in the chat. Let us know where you're tuning in from and what you're sipping. This is our Summer Sips podcast series. Remember, when you comment, you're entered to win a Starbucks gift card. So I've got my elderberry tea right now because my husband and my daughter are both sick. I'm really trying not to get it before the big event in a couple of weeks. So I am joined today here with Laura Banks, who, and Barb is having her ice water. I love it. I'm so thrilled that you're here. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to get to be here today. I'm Laura. I am tuning in from the sunny state of Florida. It is very warm over here. And if you can't tell by my accent, then I am definitely a Southern girl through and through. I was a teacher for 5 years. I taught 2 years in South Carolina, and then I moved to Florida and I taught 3 years here teaching third grade. During that time, I went through my own weight loss journey. I lost 30 pounds and I've been able to keep it off consistently since then. And through that experience, I kind of started to understand there's a big misunderstanding in the health and wellness space of how we all feel like it's so challenging to get healthy, to lose weight, to be consistent with healthy habits. Maybe you all here have had some experience where, you know, you've lost the weight and then not been able to keep it off consistently. Mm-hmm. And that's really where I come in. I help to make it sustainable. I help make it to where it's, you understand what you need to eat, why you need to eat those things, and how to do it long term. So that you can stick to those weight loss goals and the other goals that you have too, not just weight loss. But I am going to be talking today about cravings. That's like the big thing that I am so passionate about. So I'm really excited to be talking about cravings during this and also during the event coming up. So I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we are so excited to have you. And I'm so excited for this chat today and the fact that you're here because like we were talking about, we were chatting for a little bit before we went live, and I'm really passionate about, as you all know, we've been doing our like I Educate and signs and everything. And we're so passionate here at Educate and Rejuvenate that you're not only a teacher, like that's an amazing part of who you are, but also we are so much outside of that too. And part of that really does need to be taking care of ourselves, right? And so we're talking about our health today, whether that's losing weight, whether that is you just want to focus more on getting more movement. Like Laura said, like we are here for you to support you in whatever your health goals are today. And cravings are a huge part of that. So I see more of you tuning in. So I just want to remind everybody, make sure that you pop in the chat and let us know if some of you are live on Facebook. Okay, so Facebook should be working now. That's good. We had a little glitch with that right as we were starting. So glad to see that. We're Yes, I'm seeing lots of you sipping water or coffee. Jonathan says hello from the Bronx, lemon water. Love it. Love it. So glad you are here. Oh, and we've got collagen, hydrate, slim, and collagen. Love that. We love some good supplements too. All right. So let's dive in. Let's talk about, so you're a former third grade teacher. Same. Yes. I love third grade.
Me too. Me really? Too. I sure do miss it some days.
It's like the perfect age because they're like independent yet still cute. Like I just loved their, I mean, not that they're not cute as they get older. They are, just in a different way. They're not quite as smelly yet because I think I did the upper grades a little bit higher too.
Yeah.
I loved third, but what made you shift into health coaching, like, and specifically for educators as well?
Yeah. Like I said, I feel it was while I was teaching that I went through my own weight loss journey. And through that, it was huge and eye-opening for me of the disconnect between healthy living and consistency and sustainability, mm-hmm. right? Like there was a huge disconnect for me. And I did not grow up in a healthy home. I didn't grow up in a family that understood what it meant to be healthy or how to be healthy or anything like that. You know, my favorite vegetable as a kid was macaroni and cheese. I just didn't know. I just thought that was a veggie. If it was a side dish, it was a veggie. And that's what growing up. And so, when I was going through my health journey, I started sharing it a lot online. And I had obviously a ton of teacher friends. I had recently graduated college. And so many of my friends on Instagram were following along with my journey. And they were like, hey, like, what workouts are you doing? What are you eating this week? And it kind of just snowballed into one of those things where I was like, you know what? Like, I am so passionate about teaching and educating and helping people understand what they should, not just what they should be doing, but why. And I was like, I want to take what I'm passionate about and combine it with the other thing I'm passionate about now, which is health and wellness. So I combined my love for educating others with educating them about something that I feel like is a really big missing piece for a lot of people.
I love that. And I really relate to it too, because I feel like it was kind of a similar journey for me. Like I love teaching, but then when I was home with my kids, I thought it was a break, right? But then I ended up starting this company with curriculum, and then I got passionate about life coaching when I had my own, honestly, like little mental health thing, because I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't doing these things, right? And I found my first coach, started working with my coach, and now I am so passionate about sharing that with teachers. So we have that in common where we're both like, yes, like I love teaching. I love teachers. Like I am always a teacher, and I really want to help with this other thing I'm passionate about as well. And that's what we're passionate about here. That's why we, like we see in the chat, like I educate and drink coffee or whatever. I see that in the chat, Chris. I love it. We have some other fellow third grade teachers in here with us too. Tara. Hey, Tara. Good to see you. Third grade is great. I'm a third grade special education teacher. Yes. And she's at orthodontics waiting. See, we're multitasking a lot, huh? I love that you can all tune in here wherever you are in the orthodontics office, on your walk, while you're running errands, you know, we're here for you. It'll be that way during the event too. You'll be able to watch sessions wherever you are. Okay. So, I know during your session, you're going to be talking a lot about cravings, and we're going to be getting even deeper into it there. But can you just share like a little bit, what are the two main types of cravings that teachers experience?
I love this question. And this is something that whenever I was going through my own cravings journey, I'll give you like a little picture of what life was like whenever I was already down about 20 pounds, but I was waking up every morning and I was thinking to myself, today you're going to be good, Laura, and you're not going to eat any candy, no sugar. Like I was constantly telling myself, today you're going to be good. And I would then go on about my day. The afternoon would come and I've been telling myself all day, no to this, no to that. You know, you go into the teacher workroom and the school that I taught at in Florida, they always had something brought in by the parents. I had to say no to that, you know, just always saying no to everything throughout the day. The afternoon would come. All the kids are gone for the first time for the day. You're sitting there in that quiet classroom. I would turn off the lights, close the blinds to my classroom. I taught in a portable. And so I'd close the blinds, pretend like I wasn't in there. And I would get the little candy jar that was for the students. And I would just start eating. I would eat and eat and eat so much candy to the point of like feeling sick. And there'd be this mountain of wrappers. I'd pile them all up and then put them underneath all of the stuff in the trash can so that the janitor wouldn't know that I had eaten all this candy, because the janitor also knew that I was like getting my health coaching certification. And so I didn't want the janitor to be like, what the heck is wrong with this girl? You know what I mean? Like, she's eating all this candy and yet she's also trying to help people be healthy. So that was the timeline too. I want you to understand, like, my cravings were while I was helping other people. It was so, I was like so deep in this cycle of like, I have to be good. But that language was making me stuck by the end of the day. And so to get out of that, I was like, I have to better understand my cravings. Where are these coming from? Why am I having these cravings? And what I started to do was classify the feelings that I was having, the cravings that I was having, into one of two categories. Either emotional cravings. They are what they sound, right? Like they come from an emotion, and, you know, happiness, sadness, overwhelm, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. The other is physical cravings. And those are the ones that really were like the light bulb moment for me. This is your blood sugar is imbalanced, and there's habits that lead to that. Things that you might be doing that are leading you to then having these cravings. It could be the fact that you're tired all the time. Being tired is a huge reason why you have these cravings. And so once I had a clear understanding of what the root cause was, then I was able to better understand, okay, I know that it's an emotional craving. What's the next step? What am I going to do so that I don't turn to food while I'm feeling that emotion, but I do something to actually help me either feel that emotion and move through it, or not feel that emotion anymore? Or if it's a physical craving, how can I take a step back and not do the thing that led to that physical craving? So that's what I'm going to be talking about during our event. Is my presentation is all about understanding the difference between those two things, like truly understanding what are the root causes of those, but then also what now? Now that I know that I'm having an emotional craving or a physical craving, what do I do next?
Yes, I love this. And I see Andrea in the chat. She's like 100% emotional. Yes. And I know that, like, I tend to think of, because again, I'm a life coach and I'm looking always at our emotions and our feelings and our brains and all that. Like, yes, like emotional cravings are huge. But you mentioned, like, actually a lot of times we might even think it's an emotional craving when it's a physical craving. And we just may not, we don't know what we don't know. So like there might be something we're doing or not doing, or something about our blood sugar levels or whatever that might also be causing us to have a craving. So yeah. I find it really fascinating to just look at these two and how they could even relate. Like maybe a craving has some, like, do you ever feel like it's both?
Yes, absolutely. For me, what was happening is I was feeling an emotional craving. At the end of the school day, I was overwhelmed or tired or, you know, just feeling all of the emotions of the day. Jonathan says that he can relate. Emotions are all over the place during the school day. Yeah, right. And I was feeling that too. And so then I would end up eating sugar on an empty stomach, and that led to a physical craving. And so my emotional cravings then turned into a physical craving. So absolutely, they are so interconnected, and understanding the two of them really does take a lot of pressure off of you. It takes away the, I've just got to be stronger. I need more willpower. I just need to say no. And the guilt and shame that comes with not saying no and not having enough willpower, it gets rid of all of that, because you're like, okay, now I understand what caused it, and I can take a step back and actually get to the root of it.
Yes. And that's what we talk about all the time, is getting to the root cause, right? We don't want to like just try to slap something on top, like, oh, it's just because the snack was right there in the jar. It's like, nope, there might be something deeper. There might be like an emotional reason or like a physical reason besides that. Of course, like, yeah, proximity is a thing as well. There are so many factors, but when we get to the root cause, it makes it so much easier to make lasting, sustainable change in anything. And that includes with our cravings. Now, what I forgot to tell everybody is make sure to pop your questions in the chat for Laura. Last night when we did our podcast with Susan, I love that the questions got taken over by those in the chat, and she loved it too. And it was just like, this is your time. Like, if you're here live, if you're on the recording, then just make sure to come to the next one live, because we have fun, and come to the event, because we'll have lots of opportunities to chat both in the app and on the lives. So again, this is your opportunity. If you're here live, put your question for Laura in the chat. One thing I see here in the chat already is Jennifer says, I crave salty all the time and I crave sweet after any meal. Do you have any thoughts about what like that or what that might mean or...
Absolutely. So the craving the salty, a lot of times that comes from some kind of deficiency. So that would be a physical craving, especially either that or it is, I want you to think about, was there like a time in your life whenever you were given salty foods, maybe as a reward or as a comfort food? I think back to, I had a client that I worked with once, and anytime she made a good grade at school or scored a goal at soccer, her mom gave her a bag of potato chips, and they'd like talk about it while eating the potato chips. So now as an adult, whenever she's celebrating something or something good happens at work, she just automatically craves potato chips because her brain has associated those two things together. So it could be something like that, or it could be something like you're deficient in some kind of mineral or vitamin or something along those lines. And then the craving the sweet after a meal, that's so common. I think that a huge piece of that is our culture, right? We're just like, we finish eating. Oh, now I need my little sweet treat. Like our sweet tooth needs something right after we eat. And so that's a habitual craving. Okay. And a huge, that's very common. A great way to navigate the habitual cravings is by asking yourself, in 10 minutes, if I were just to take a break for 10 minutes, go do something else. What I love to go do is just take a walk. I call them after dinner walks. They're great for balancing your blood sugar, great for weight loss, but then they're also really good for just getting up and getting yourself out of the eating environment. And then you can come back and you can be like, okay, do I still want that sweet thing? Like, do I still need that? And if not, then it was probably just a habitual craving. If you do still want it, then there's probably something deeper to navigate there, whether that be an emotional craving or physical craving or something along those lines. It could also be that you're not eating enough food during the day. There's so many reasons for cravings. Like, there's so many. And so that's why I have whole courses on it, and also why I want people to come and watch the presentation during the thing that you're hosting, because that's where people are going to really learn what causes them and how to navigate them.
Yes. So make sure that you come join us. So you'll see the link at the bottom of the screen here, or if you're on either of our podcasts, this will be going on to both my podcast and Laura's podcast. Click on the link in the episode description or the show notes, wherever you'll find it. You'll be able to grab your ticket. And there's a limited time bonus for all of you. So make sure that you grab your ticket ASAP. For those who are here live, we through today only have buy one, get one free tickets. So it's a great opportunity. So go to educateandrejuvenate.com. If it's on your podcast, they want to go to your link. So if you're on Laura's podcast, make sure you click on her link. Otherwise, you can go to educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025 to learn more. Holly just signed up for the conference. So thrilled that you're joining us. We're going to have such a great time. It's going to be so much fun. Okay, and let's see. Hannah said she just joined live. Ironically, I'm eating sugar right now. We're seeing lots of sugar. M. Coyle says, addicted to sugar. Barb's eating sugar her entire life. Chris says, me too, on the salty then sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jonathan has another question. In your opinion, what foods would help you if you have these sweet or salty cravings?
What you want to do, and I talk about this and give examples of this if you sign up for the event. I have a freebie that will be given to anybody who is a part of the event, and I give you snack options. Like, I'm going to give you snacks. In there, I'm educating you on what to include in a healthy, well-balanced meal or snack so that you have less cravings. It's being proactive, right? So it's not waiting until the craving hits to try to then have enough willpower or say no. It's being proactive and never even allowing the craving to happen. And so the way that you want to do that is based on what you have at your meals and snacks. Protein should be at every single meal that you're eating. Protein, protein, protein. And that should be the first thing that goes into your mouth. Your digestive system works like a conveyor belt. So whatever you put in first is what your body digests first. It's like the thing at Walmart, right? Whatever you put on the belt first, she's going to ring up first and put in the bag first. So you want to do the same thing with the order of food that you're eating. Eat the protein first. It stabilizes your blood sugar. And then from there, have the carbs, have the veggies. Veggies are very high in fiber, which is great for helping keep you full. A big reason, and I saw somebody here who was it that said that they were having late night cravings. Michelle, I think late night cravings, right?
Yes.
A huge reason for those is that you didn't get enough food during the day, or that you didn't get enough fiber. Fiber is what's going to keep you full throughout the day. And so you want to make sure that you're eating enough protein and fiber. And through doing that, you're going to find that you naturally have less cravings. Okay.
Oh, that's such a good thing to know, because I just learned recently about the eating the protein first. And it's crazy because oh, I'm having the protein at each meal. Like, I knew that was important. I'd done some nutrition coaching at my gym and everything, but I didn't know, oh, eat the protein, like the order that you eat things, like just little tiny tweaks can actually make such a big difference. Like, it's crazy.
Yes.
So I bet we're going to learn. I can't wait to actually, I haven't watched your session yet. I know you've turned it in, but we've been busy getting it already, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be watching it. And I can't wait, because I know I'm going to learn something new. Like, I always learn from everyone we bring in. And that's why, it's not just the Kelsey show. I know I have a lot to share, but I love bringing in so many different speakers who have such great perspectives. And then even in the chat, all of you sharing, oh, and this is what worked for me, and that's what worked for me. It's really us all coming together and learning and growing together. So,
absolutely.
I have signed up for the event too. Yes, Jonathan, we're so glad you're going to join us as well. Hannah grew up on sugar and salty snacks as rewards too. I also had as much soda as I wanted. I recently stopped drinking soda, but I can't kick the sugar snacks.
So here's what I would like to say about the sugary snacks. That was the thing that was hardest for me too, is I loved when the kids were gone in the afternoons, sitting down in my classroom and having a sugary snack, that even whenever I was getting rid of my cravings, I still wanted to do that. And so what I started doing was adding the sugary something to my snack. So I didn't just stop having it. I wasn't like, oh, I'm never going to have chocolate again, or I'm never going to have these sweet foods again, because I do love those foods. So I started adding them in. I would have things like popcorn with nuts and chocolate chips. So I was still getting the chocolate chips that I wanted, but I was giving my body the protein and the fats and the fiber that it needed. So I would keep my blood sugar stable. I would give myself energy, but I would also give myself what I really wanted as well. So that's why those snacks, the thing that I'm giving at the end of my presentation, those snacks, some of them include the sweet something in there, because that's part of what makes life enjoyable. You know, I'm never going to say don't have those things. I'm just going to talk about how to add them into things that help you stay as full and healthy and energetic as possible.
I love that. And I love that it doesn't have to be this all or nothing. Like, no, you can never have sugar, right? But it's, yeah, you mix the protein in, you have the other healthy things with it, and then you maybe just decrease the amount, but it's not like I can never have sugar again. You know, that's
right,
not
exactly.
That's not what we're saying, because we know we want to enjoy life too, right? And you know, there is something to be said for a little bit of sugar, you know?
Totally. Yeah. I always say, like, one of the biggest mottos that my clients walk away with is addition over restriction. So we're not saying no, we're not ever going to push foods away. We're just going to add them in to things that are healthier. Okay. So addition over restriction.
And I find that as you start doing that addition, but not restriction, it actually becomes easier to have less of it. When you say I can't have this, and I actually wanted to come back to this because you mentioned it a lot, and it's something I've heard clients say. It's even something I hear myself say, and I catch it and I'm like, oh, I need to be good, or I'm being good, so I'm not going to have that because I'm being good, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of language of restriction. Like, no, I can't have that. That's not good. That's labeling good and bad. What are your thoughts on that?
Here's what happens when we speak like that. I want to say two things here. One is, when we give food a moral value, we then give ourselves that same moral value. So if I come home today, my husband comes home and we're talking, and I had a burger at lunch, if I thought that that was a bad food, then I would probably say, I was so bad at lunch, I had a burger. I was bad, right? I didn't say I ate something bad.
Yeah,
say,
who's
I
guilty
was bad
of saying
it.
That?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You are not bad because you ate a burger, okay? We're not bad because of the food that we eat. There are bad people in the world. They do bad things. They are not bad because they eat a burger or pizza or french fries or chocolate or any of that, okay? So that language is really important to catch and then start to shift. What I like to say instead of that is, I like to say, I'm eating something in alignment with my health goals, or I'm not eating something in alignment with my health goals. There's no good or bad. There's no, you know, shame around if I eat something that's not in alignment with my goals. We all do. I literally had a burger for lunch yesterday with fries. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's perfectly in alignment with my goals? Of course not. But am I still today making a choice that's great and healthy and moving on? Yes. So it's that all or nothing mindset. Okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I want to note here that you made me think of is our brains don't recognize negatives. And so if we say something like, I'm not going to eat sugar anymore, all your brain hears is I'm going to eat
sugar. Yeah. Right. All it hears. It's a reminder of sugar. Yeah.
It is. Exactly. It's like, if I tell you don't think of a blue tree, the first thing that pops into your head is a picture of a blue tree. Okay. Because our brains don't recognize the negative. And so we have to, instead of saying, I'm not going to eat more sugar, say what you are going to eat. I'm going to focus on eating more vegetables. Yeah. I'm going to focus on having more protein. And by focusing on what you are going to do, you're right. It crowds out those things that you aren't doing. And you naturally do eat less sugar because you're crowding it out with the things that you do want to eat.
Yes. And what I found helpful for me is kind of like what you said, the addition, not subtraction, and focusing on like what you are doing and not what I'm not doing. Is finding new things that you like that are more in alignment with your goals. Like, for example, I'm trying to get more protein, right? Like we've been talking about. And I found these new, like, I mean, you've probably seen them. They're all over, but like the new clear protein powders where it's like refreshing, mm-hmm. almost juice-like, but it's like a whey protein. And it's like, oh yeah, I can drink that instead. Like you all know, I mean, my sign right here is I drink Coke Zero. And I mean, I love it and I don't restrict myself from it, but I've been drinking a lot less of it because now I'm like, oh, I'll do like my shaker bottle with the protein and it tastes really good and it actually tastes sweet. And I'm getting some protein in. And so I think it's finding new things like, oh yeah, actually it's kind of fun. Like, what if I try this? What if I try that? And focusing on that and finding things that are in alignment that you enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about being willing to continue to try, right? It's like so many times we're like, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to be healthy this time. And then a week later, you're back to your regular old routines and mm-hmm. you're giving up on yourself once again. It's about being willing to stick it out. I tell my clients all the time, practice devotion, not discipline. Discipline, like think about those kids in your classroom who you have to discipline. Are you disciplining them mm-hmm. because they've done something good? No, of course not, right? So we're not disciplining ourselves anymore. We're being devoted to ourselves. We're yeah. loving ourselves enough to continue to show up, even if yesterday you tried that clear protein and it was terrible and you didn't like it actually. Be willing to try something else and right. keep putting yourself out there until you find what does work.
Yes. And that's what Jonathan said. And is a burger not protein? Like, yeah, you do get some protein from it. It's not like all bad, right? And right. in fact, what I started doing is I actually, when I get my burgers, I do it as a lettuce wrap now. I don't even miss the bun. Like, mm-hmm. so I'm getting some veggies in there with it too. And not as much carbs. Not that carbs are bad, right? But right. but it's just like a little bit healthier.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Are there any other, let's see. Charity says, I don't like the sweetness of soda, but miss the bubbles. So I drink a lot of sparkling water now. Yes. And you can always add some fruit. Split. Lemon. I love lemon water. I feel like when you just need something to be a little, like your water to be a little more exciting. I heard this from Mindy Pels. I don't know if you know her. She's Fast Like a Girl.
Okay.
Is the book she wrote. But she's like, you know, if you're in your, and that one's like, if you're like doing intermittent fasting, remember? She's like, if you're in your fasting window and you just need it to be a little more exciting, put your water in a wine glass and add some lemon and like, you know, like love it. Like fancy lemon water, right?
Whatever works, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Why, and this really kind of ties into what we've already been talking about, one of the questions we have on our sheet. Why is it so common for teachers to feel like they're failing with food, and what is actually going on?
I think a huge piece of it is one, the willpower, but then also I think so many of us teachers are perfectionist.
Oh, yes.
I think we can all raise our hand to, even if it's not like I'm a full-on perfectionist, there's a little tendency there to like want things to go as planned, right? And so it's really challenging to build the consistency when the perfection is not there. I always talk about how, you know, in science, whenever you're teaching about the North and South Pole, consistency and perfection are two North Poles. They are never going to touch. You can't make those things coexist. They're never going to work together. So you have to either choose, do you want to be perfect or do you want to be consistent? Okay. And of course we want to be consistent, because perfect for a week is okay, but consistent for the rest of your life is way, way better, obviously. And so that helps when you're focusing on getting into the habit of consistency over perfection, really helps with building those long-term things and getting rid of that all or nothing mindset that I was talking about before.
Yes, I love that. And yes, Barb says 100% perfectionist, all or none for me. And that's what, like, if you get one thing out of Educate and Rejuvenate, like all the sessions together, it's that all or nothing mindset really does get to us with our health, with our perfectionism in general, with our burning out in the classroom because we think we have to do it all or nothing, right? So just remember the and, right? That's what we talk about. It's like, I can do this and it's okay. Like, I can have a little bit of sugar and still make good choices overall, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Sarah, we're glad you're here. Charity has an appointment. She'll be on the replay. No problem. I mean, if you're here at all for any of the live, we love it. If you're on our either of our podcasts or in the app watching the replay, like, we love it. We love however you are here. Okay, so let's do one last question. And again, if anybody else has, if you have a question while Laura's here, please pop it in the chat now. And then we'll kind of start wrapping up. But what is one mindset shift or piece of awareness that can really change the game for teachers?
Here's what I love for all of my clients to do is once a week, sit down. And I do this with myself too. I sit down with a notebook. I've been keeping a notebook for years. And I will write down one nutrition goal, one exercise goal, and one water goal every single week. And then this is the important part is at the end of the next week, you reflect back on how did it go this past week? Mm-hmm. And you always reflect from a place of curiosity, not a place of judgment. So you're not coming at it and being like, oh my gosh, you were supposed to eat a vegetable at every meal and you didn't do that. And you're just like beating yourself up. And so then that turns into like what we were talking about in the chat, right? Is the perfection and the you give up on yourself because you didn't do it last week. You know, you've ruined it already. Instead, come from a place of curiosity. And so ask yourself, why? What was challenging last week? I said I was going to eat a vegetable every day at dinner. Why didn't I? And how can I make it easier this coming up time so that I am able to do that? Or if you did do it, ask yourself, why? What was great? What did I do well last week so that I can do that again this week? So set weekly goals for your health. And doing that puts it at the forefront of your mind so that you actually remember this is a priority for you, especially when school starts back, it becomes less of a priority. You're setting up the classroom, you're meeting the kids, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off at the beginning of the school year. Set those weekly goals and make them like something that you can actually achieve and then reflect on them. 10 minutes to yourself to ask yourself what went well, what didn't, and how can I be better next week?
I love that. And I'm all about this reflection, like whether you want to do it each week or like sometimes depending on the time you might want to reflect each day, whatever you might be doing for reflection. I just love that looking back. And really, it's the curiosity over compassion and just observing. Like the way I talk about it in my book, Educate and Rejuvenate, is that I like to think of it like I'm in a movie. And I'm kind of rewatching the movie of myself or whatever. And I've got my popcorn, I got my Diet Coke, and it's just like, what's happening? Like, I'm not judging it. I'm just here for the show to see what's happening and be like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. Or how could that character, you know, you're kind of watching the character, you're like, oh, maybe they could do it this way next time, you know? So yes. I love that. I love just thinking of it that way. And we're looking at it kind of as a more neutral observer, right? We observe and then we choose what we're going to do the next week and we align with that choice.
Absolutely. Yes. And like Bethany said, way more compassionate, way more reasonable. And just like, it takes so much pressure off of you to where you're not constantly beating yourself up and constantly angry at yourself, but instead you're just being real with yourself.
Okay, Jennifer said she found your YouTube channel. Do you have a book or any other resources available?
I, I have to say the YouTube channel is very old, so I'm sorry for what you found on YouTube. Please don't judge. I've grown since then. I'm on Instagram. I'm at Laura B Healthy on Instagram. So there's a dot between around the B. So Laura.B.Healthy on Instagram. I'm there on TikTok as well. And then I also have a podcast. It's called the Isn't She Powerful podcast.
I love that name.
And thank you so much. And then I have a website, of course, BeHealthyHabits.com. It's just the letter B, BeHealthyHabits.com.
Love it. And you're also, as I'm looking at our doc, and you're also speaking at our event, as we've been talking about, at Educate and Rejuvenate for the very first time. What can everybody expect at your session?
So I'm going to be talking in depth about what these emotional cravings are, what causes them. I'm going to be talking about in depth about physical cravings, going really in depth into those, because I truly think that those are a huge missing piece of the puzzle for so many people when it comes to this. We think it's emotional and I'm just not being strong enough, but so much of it is these physical cravings. So I'm going to be going in depth onto that. And then I'm going to be giving you strategies of when you're experiencing these, here's what to do. Here's how you navigate them and how to move through them. And again, like I was talking earlier, not just how to stop them in the moment, but how to proactively stop them so that you stop experiencing cravings as often.
Yeah. So you like reduce the, you increase the amount of time between each craving. Like,
yes,
so it happens less often. I love that. And like with everything, I feel like it's not like the goal or a realistic goal is to eradicate it completely, but you'll see that like, oh, I'm having these way less often. And that in itself is such a huge win.
Totally. Yeah, it's unreasonable to say that you'd never have a craving again. Right. I still have cravings too, right? Like we are emotional people. And so we are, of course, going to have cravings. We're going to have bad days. There's going to be days when you didn't get enough sleep. So it's about how to reduce them and then how to know how to navigate them when they do come up, because they will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what made you, so you got this session put together. We're all so excited to watch it. Again, everybody, for $5, you could grab your ticket. Like, Laura's session alone is worth more than that. So definitely come and join us. What made you say yes to joining us at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025?
I really want to pour into the teacher community. You know, I really want to, because that is such a community that's undervalued in a way. And the health and wellness piece of it is especially undervalued. We as teachers are running on steam alone a lot of the times throughout the school year. You come back from spring break and you're like, cool, we have energy again. And that lasts for like a whole 3 days. And then you're like down to zero again. And I want to make it to where you understand, you know, it's really not all that complicated. It doesn't have to be so hard, so restrictive, so all or nothing for you to have healthy habits while being a teacher. So I really wanted to pour into that community because I know how hard it is to be a teacher. I know how much it takes out of you. And I know how much easier it gets when you have those boundaries and when you have those healthy habits built in.
Yes. And that's what Laura and I are both going to help you with at the event. So make sure that you snag your ticket. If you're here live, today is the final day to get buy one, get one free tickets. Go to educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025. Yes, that means you would get two tickets for $5. Like crazy, right? and if you're listening later, still go to the page. We have some exciting things going on there. And if you are on the Isn't She Amazing, I got that name right, right?
Isn't She Powerful?
Isn't She Powerful? There we go. I like that even better. Isn't She Powerful podcast. If you're listening there, make sure that you click on Laura's link so she gets the credit for you grabbing your ticket. So
yes.
I am also just so thrilled that we're coming together for this event to not just offer professional development, which we do, right? We have experts in science of reading and STEM and math and writing, but also to help you rejuvenate and to take care of yourself and your wellness. And that's why I'm doing coaching. That's why we have yoga to start each day. That's why we have Laura doing this session all about cravings, because we care about you as an entire person. So it's built for you as a human being and a teacher, not just as a teacher. So that is what we are here for. So we're so thrilled. Holly says, I'm looking forward to this. I'm starting my 25th year and want this to be my best one yet. Yes, we are here for you with that, Holly. So glad you're coming. Jonathan, I know. Jonathan is amazing. I always love your comments. Cheaper and better for you than a trip to the Cheesecake Factory. Yes! We got to use that one in our next ad.
I love
it. That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay. So we have some fun questions I always like to end the Summer Sips podcast with. So we have this one. We have one about a funny thing a student said because we have comedy at the event, right? We have Anna Kowal doing comedy. So we like to kind of get you laughing here in the podcast too. So what is the funniest thing a student or a child has ever said to you?
You know, there's hundreds, right? Kids are the best. They will say whatever. And even since I've not been teaching in the school, I've been, you know, hanging out with kids in the neighborhood and stuff, babysitting, tutoring, things like that. They always say the best things. But when I was doing my internship, my senior year of college, I was going to my first interview for my first teaching job. And I had to go to the school first for the first half of the day. And then I went over there. I was dressed in this green dress and I'm standing outside of the classroom welcoming my kids in, and one of the kids in another classroom, I don't even know this kid at all, he walks by and he looks me up and down and he goes, wow, oh wow, Miss Banks. And since then I was like, I look good in this green dress if a second grader is about to say wow, oh wow, you know. That's, I thought it was so funny. Cute and I love it.
That's so funny. Oh my goodness. So, okay, we've talked a lot about food and craving strategies already, so let's have you fill in your blank. I educate and...
I said, I educate and move my body.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I do too. And again, that's something we can all do, right? Like, move your body is whatever feels good to you. It can be going for a walk. It can be doing some like arm circles or, you know, whatever feels good to you right now. And where can listeners follow you or grab your freebie?
Yes. So like I mentioned before, Laura Be Healthy on Instagram or TikTok. I'm most active on Instagram. So y'all go find me there. And if you're coming and you find me on Instagram, shoot me a message and say who you are and where you came from. I'd love to connect with you. But I'm Laura Be Healthy on Instagram. Of course, there's my podcast, Isn't She Powerful? I have a free guide that you could download if you are on a weight loss journey. And so I'll send the link over to you and you can put that in the show notes. I'm not sure how that it will work. But that's also on my website, BeHealthyHabits.com.
Amazing. So everybody go follow her at Be Healthy Habits on Instagram. Wait, it's Laura Be Healthy on Instagram?
Laura Be Healthy on Instagram, yes.
Wait, that's your website. I'm getting all mixed up now.
You're good.
They'll find you. They're going to find you and follow you because you just have so much information to share. Okay, I'm going to scroll and then, okay, Jennifer, you are our Starbucks gift card winner. So email hello@educateandrejuvenate.com and we will email you that Starbucks gift card. Again, we are doing this on each of these live podcasts until the event. And then at the event, we're giving away way more, way bigger stuff. So make sure you're there at the event. We're going to have a great time. And again, make sure that you come grab your ticket. If you're here live, grab it today because you'll get the BOGO that's not coming back. So grab that. And let's see, any other questions we have in the chat? Does your coffee have Bailey's in it? Was that to somebody else? I think that was like a side conversation going on maybe. Okay, Jonathan just says, thank you for all this healthy information. Yes, so much good info, so much more in her session at Educate and Rejuvenate. So
yeah, way more in depth there.
Make sure you join us. We're going to have a great time. And thank you, Laura, for being here today. So appreciate your time and your knowledge. And also all of you for being here live in the room with us today. And we will see you soon at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
If you loved what you heard in this episode, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching. And hey, if you're ready to take this work even deeper beyond just a podcast episode, you'll love the book that I wrote with Teacher Goals. It's called Educate and Rejuvenate, a 3-step guide to revitalize your teaching, renew your spirit, and reignite your passion for life. This isn't just a book you read, it's a whole experience. With your copy, you'll also get access to a full PDF workbook and exclusive reader-only course modules in our mobile app, designed to help you not just consume the content, but actually apply it to your life, even if you only have a few minutes at a time. So if you're ready to make Educate and Rejuvenate not just something you listen to, but a lifestyle you live and a mantra you carry with you every day, grab your copy on Amazon and head to educateandrejuvenate.com/book to claim your bonuses.
Okay.